Alcohol. Studies investigating whether alcohol consumption is linked to dementia have had mixed results. However, it is known that very heavy, long-term drinking can cause alcohol-related dementia, which is called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. Excessive alcohol consumption has negative effects on both short- and long-term health, one of which might be brain damage, that could lead to Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia. Studies have shown that people who drink heavily or engage in binge drinking are more likely to develop dementia than those who drink moderately. You might have heard that a small amount of alcohol, particularly red wine, may protect the brain against dementia and keep your heart healthy. This might be true, but it doesn't mean that if you don't currently drink alcohol you should start as a method of prevention against the development of dementia. The exact link between dementia and alcohol is unclear, so the best advice is to follow the NHS guidelines, which suggest that both men and women should limit their alcohol intake to 14 units a week, and no more than 2 to 3 units in a day. Units. A standard glass, 1.75 ml, of 12% wine, equals 2.1 units. A pint of lower strength, 3.6% alcohol beer or cider, equals 2 units. A pint of higher strength, 5.2% alcohol beer or cider, equals 3 units. A single shot, 2.5 ml, of spirit, e.g. whiskey, gin, or vodka, 40%, equals 1 unit. Just like we said about it being fine to treat yourself to the occasional slice of cake, in general it is fine to drink the occasional glass of wine or beer, but definitely try to stay within the NHS guidelines, and have at least 2 or 3 alcohol-free days a week.